Thank you for downloading this episode of A History of the World in 100 Objects from BBC Radio 4.
Don't worry, that was not a priceless piece of porcelain from the British Museum's collection. It was a chipped old mug from the staff kitchen. I just wanted to remind you of that terrible moment when one of your favourite plates, pots or vases plunges to the floor and is destroyed beyond the help of glue forever. This programme is about pottery, but it's not about the high ceramic art which usually survives only in treasuries or in ancient graves. It's about the crockery of everyday life, which, as we all know, usually survives only in fragments. It's a paradox that while a plate or a vase is whole, it's alarmingly fragile. But once it's smashed, the pieces of pottery are almost indestructible. And broken bits of pot have told us more than almost anything else about the daily life of the distant past. I've got a handful of fragments with me now, which have survived for about 1,000 years on a beach in East Africa. An alert beachcomber picked them up and presented them to the British Museum, knowing that these broken oddments of no financial value at all would open up not just life in East Africa 1,000 years ago, but the whole world of the Indian Ocean.
This is the history of the first evidence for international trade that existed between East Africa and the rest of the world.